This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's third largest school district is planning a combination of remote and in-person learning this fall. Maria Volker teaches Spanish and social studies at Highlands Ranch High School in Douglas County. She told Colorado Matters that the district is providing face shields for teachers, and she's taking extra precautions.
I bought a shower curtain liner, clear, and I'll be putting it around my desk, so that the common items that are shared in the classroom are kept away from me.
Volker plans to have desks at least 3 feet apart, facing the front of the classroom instead of grouped together. She's also encouraging students to have their own school supplies. Mysterious packages of seeds are appearing in mailboxes unsolicited. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture is warning residents not to plant, throw away, or open the seeds. Cheryl Smith, a specialist for the department, says allowing the seeds to grow could be harmful to local ecosystems.
It could be an invasive species here in the United States. And if they were to grow and survive, then they could also attract pests that we are not familiar with and don't have already in the United States, which could then in turn attack other agriculture crops that we do have.
Smith says seeds will be collected and examined by federal agricultural officials. I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
73 degrees with light rain in Colorado Springs at 77 and partly cloudy in Pueblo, 85 mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.